This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day this evening. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. The government has announced 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and total 113 Padma Shri awards. Continuing with the principle of celebrating ordinary Indians making extraordinary contributions, this year's Padma Awards recognize a wide spectrum of unsung heroes from across the length and breadth of India. The Padma Shri awardees are Ankit Gowda from Karnataka in Literature and Education, Armida Fernandez from Maharashtra in Medicine, Bhagwan Das Raikwar from Madhya Pradesh in Sports, Brijlal Bhatt from Jammu and Kashmir for Social Work, Budri Tati from Chhattisgarh for Social Work, Dr. Padma Gurmeet from Jammu and Kashmir in Medicine, Inderjeet Singh Sindhu from Chandigarh for Social Work, R. Krishnan from Tamil Nadu in Arts, Thiruvarur Bhaktivatsalam from Tamil Nadu in Arts, and Tripti Mukherjee from West Bengal in Arts, Vishwabandhu from Bihar in Arts. The Padma Awards, the highest civilian honour of India, are announced every year on the eve of Republic Day. President of the European Council, António Luís Santos da Costa, and President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, were accorded Guard of Honour and ceremonial welcome at the airport in New Delhi today. The two leaders will be the chief guests for the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path tomorrow. The leaders are on a state visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, welcoming European Commissioner for Trade Maros Sefcovic to India, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal in a social media post said the sustained and constructive engagement between India and the European Union over the past year has brought the two nations closer to a fruitful outcome. News just in, Padma Vibhushan has been given to actor Dharmendra Singh Deol posthumously, Mr. K.T. Thomas in the field of public affairs, Mr. N. Rajam in arts, Mr. P. Narayanan in literature and education from Kerala, Mr. V.S. Achutanandan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged countrymen, especially the youth associated with industry and startups, to emphasize on improving quality in manufacturing. Mr. Modi was sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. He said, be it textiles, technology or electronics or even packaging, excellence should be the benchmark. Mr. Modi reiterated his clarion call from Red Fort, zero defect, zero effect. He added that only by doing this, the nation will be able to accelerate the journey towards a Viksit Bharat. India and the United States today discussed various aspects of India-US ties, Indo-Pacific and Ukraine conflict. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, congressional interactions have always been an important facet of the India-US relationship. The U.S. congressional delegation comprised Mike Rogers, Adam Smith and Jimmy Patronis, along with U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore. Veteran journalist and renowned broadcaster Mark Tully passed away in New Delhi today at the age of 90. Mark Tully was born in Kolkata on the 24th of October in 1935. He joined the BBC in the 1960s and went on to serve as its India correspondent and then as bureau chief in New Delhi for more than two decades. In cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the third T20 match in Guwahati this evening. The match will start at 7 in the evening. Team India is leading the five-match series 2-0, and a win in this game will secure the series for India. And with that, we end this news bulletin.